Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And we're live in 3, 2.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. Merry Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, Merry Sunday, Easter dinner, Thanksgiving, kill the turkeys, happy birthday, whatever you celebrate, wrap it up. Wrap it up. You know what I'm saying? Wrap it up. Stay safe, kids. Don't want any miscellaneous children. Wrap it up or strap it up. You know what I'm saying? Pew, pew, pew. Pew, pew, pew. I have the flu. I'm sorry. I don't... I have the flu. That's why that entire intro kind of sounded like a Biden speech. I'm sorry. Shut up. It's not political. That's not political. We've all seen the speeches. It's not political. It's not, okay? I make fun of everybody here. That's the joy of the show. That's the joy of the show. Everybody gets shit on, okay? People say stupid shit, I'm gonna make fun of them, all right? Whether they're fucking right-leaning, left-leaning, I don't care where they lean, okay? They could lean off of a fucking cliff for all I care. Literally, dude, everybody's stupid. Everybody in politics. It's not political. But anyways, yeah, I'm sick as fuck right now. I'm not 100% sure really what to do here. Most people would not put out this episode. Most podcasts would be like, oh, I got the flu, I'm not coming out today, but I show up, okay? This is my flu game. I'm essentially, you might as well call me Jordan, because this is my fucking flu game, okay? I show up, I might throw up, but I'm going to throw up in a bucket and I'm going to keep the show rolling because that's just who I am. Also, if you're watching and you're looking behind me, you're going to be like, Anthony, I thought you said that the show was going to be decked out for the holidays with lights and a tree and maybe possibly an elf as well. Maybe a cutout of Michael Bublé. I realized that I made a lot of those promises and they may or may not be false promises right now, but look, okay, I wasn't able to move out of my bed for like 3 days. I was struggling. It's been a struggle for the past few days. And so the fact that I'm even sitting here right now recording an episode that is getting out to the people on time, I think that's enough. So the fact that, you know, maybe there's not a few lights here, or maybe there's not a few, you know, things on the wall, fuck you. All right. If you want the lights so bad, come over here and light them yourself. Come over here, find my address and light them yourself. Or maybe don't do that because there's some crazy people out there, okay? But if you don't like it, then I'm going to tie a couple of lights around your neck and hang you from my tree outside. I'm going to hang you from my tree. That's a festive way to die. You know, if you're not having too great of a time right now and you're like, I want to end it all, don't do it. But if you decide that you want to, maybe get a couple Christmas lights, hang yourself off a Christmas tree. That way, at least everybody could be like, he went out like an ornament, beautifully and elegantly. I mean, that's probably not what they're going to say on the, you know, at your funeral. I mean, that's what they say on your funeral, but on the news, you know, you're going to look like an ornament hanging from a tree. But at the same time, everybody's always going to remember you, probably be in a lot of history books. So if you want to leave a legacy and you're not doing too well mentally, then go hang yourself from a fucking tree in Central Park with a couple of Christmas lights, and you're going to go out a legend. And you're going to go out a legend and do it quick and do it fast. Do it quick, do it fast. I don't know if it's a good way to go. I don't know if it's not a good way to go. But all I know is that it works. Okay, I've seen it. Not personally, but I've seen it in TV, television, on the news. It is proven. There's a high success rate. So get a couple Christmas lights. Hang yourself from a tree. Go out festively here. Look, I know today's a little bit dark. That's because I've been... Look, you hear my nose? To give you kind of a breakdown of how I'm feeling right now and where I'm kind of at in terms of how sick I am, I don't mean to make this gross, but just so that we're on the same page and you understand how sick I am and how much and how exceptional my actions are today, that I'm sitting here right now. 5 minutes ago, before I started recording this shit, I sucked in through my nose. I was like, oh, let me get some boogers out. It went down the back of my throat, and when I went to go sit in this, when I went to go spit in the toilet to like get the loogie out of my mouth, there was, it was half blood, and there was a little bit of brown in there. So I don't know how shit got on my nose. I don't know where I've been. I don't know how there's dried blood up in my nose. I haven't been doing any coke, but maybe I did. Maybe I blacked out over the weekend. Maybe somebody threw a little bit of powder on my nose. I'm not 100% sure, but all I know is that I just spit up blood mixed with a little bit of dirt, and there also looked like there was a little bit of cement in there, so I'm not doing fucking great. I'm not doing great. And there's going to be a lot of cuts in this episode, so don't hate me for it. This episode also might be shorter. It might not be. I mean, you're going to know that because you're going to be looking at the timestamp as soon as you click this open. So if it is shorter, don't shoot me. Don't shoot me. Don't shoot the messenger. I mean, I'm sicker than a dog out here. I don't even know what that means. Why is that a saying? I'm sicker than a dog? What does that even mean? What does it even mean? You know, sicker than a dog. It doesn't even make sense. The same thing where it's like, oh, it's raining cats and dogs. That's the stupidest shit ever. Like, what, did a blind person make that up? Clearly, they don't understand surroundings. Okay, that was rude. I love the blind community, but you get what I'm saying, okay? I'm just upset that I sound like Kermit the Frog, and then my whole body's in pain. I also went in my fridge and I took like a turmeric shot. I'm not 100% sure what that is. I don't know. They've been sitting in my fridge for like 6 months because some company sent them to me, and I was like, this is great, but I'm also not a hippie and I don't do ayahuasca on the regular, so I don't know what the fuck turmeric is, and I don't know what your little ginger shot's gonna do to my immune system, but I'm pretty sure it's just a bunch of hippie nonsense. And they sent it my way, and I let them know that, and they were like, just try it out. I never tried it, but then it was in my fridge today, and it says that it's supposed to make your immune system a little bit better, a little bit stronger. And I was like, okay, I'm going to go in the fridge. I popped it open. I didn't look at the expiration date. They might be expired. They felt expired because when I took a shot, I feel like the Holy Ghost entered my body. And I felt like I saw Christ for a moment there. And I ascended a little bit off the floor. And it literally went through my entire body. I felt that shit going on my spine. And for like 10 seconds, I'm not going to lie to you, I felt a little bit better. I felt a little bit better. That's honestly one of the only reasons that I'm sitting here right now, because that turmeric shot kind of got me going a little bit, and there was a little bit of lime juice in it. It did taste like what I would expect someone's jizz to taste like if all they ate were Flaming Hot Cheetos and Red Bull. But nonetheless, I do feel a little bit better, and it did give me a little bit of energy, which is great, and it's fantastic. It's awesome. Listen, this is Kicking With Kaz. This is episode fucking, I don't even know, dude. Nor do I care. Look, okay, I'm here. This is awesome. This is my flu game. I'm Michael Jordan. Please, if this is your first episode, I encourage you to listen to other ones where I don't sound like Kermit the Frog, and I'm a little bit less disgusting. And I also, if you're watching right now, I'm aware that I have glasses on. I'm also running out of contacts, and I also have toilet paper here to blow my nose because we're out of Kleenex, okay? Shit's a mess right now. Shit is an absolute mess. The only thing that's a little bit positive right now is actually I dropped some holiday merch. So if you want to go check that out, the link will be down below. It's pretty swag. And I'm also working on merch specifically for the podcast. And then I'm also working on merch separately from that and all that good stuff. Just to let you guys know, keep you guys in the loop. And fuck, man. Yeah, I have glasses on right now. I look like a fucking dad. Whenever I wear my glasses, everybody's like, oh, Anthony. Also, by the way, anytime I wear glasses, everybody's like, you look like a dad, but you look hot. So like, it's almost like they're like insulting me, and they're like, you look 45, but I would still fuck. And honestly, I take that as a compliment every single day of the week. Like, a lot of people, even some of the dudes that aren't gay, that comment on my post, and they're like, dude, you look like a dad, but it looks good on you. All I hear in my head is dilf, dilf, dilf. And so I'm gonna start wearing these glasses a little bit more. Somebody told me I look like Clark Kent. I'm going to need, now, literally yesterday in my Instagram, because I posted a pic on Instagram to promote the merch, somebody told me I look like Clark Kent, which, if you don't know who that is, that's Superman, that's his real name. And somebody told me, they go, giving Clark Kent. And then after that, I had to go back to YouTube and read all my hate comments to humble myself, because I was on a different level. I mean, you tell me I look like Superman, now I got to go read hate comments to bring myself down to earth, because I was on cloud nine for a second there. I was like, wait a minute. I need to come down a little bit. This is a little bit too much. Somebody call me Clark Kent. There's a bunch of people calling me a DILF. I'm like, listen, I'll have a kid right now just to be called a DILF 24/7. That's the beauty of it. That's the beauty of it, okay? And that's also kind of the beauty of having a kid young, because you have a kid young, you're like 28, 29, maybe even younger than that, And then everybody's going to be like, look at this DILF. But if you're 28 without a kid, you're just an average guy. And that's kind of, now I'm at, all right, now I need to find a girlfriend soon, wife her up, and have a kid ASAP. That's my new goal, so that I could be DILF cause. I could get a whole merch line going, everything like that, Clark Kent. But yeah, I just read YouTube hate comments to bring me back down to earth. It's a good cycle, you know? What are we going to talk about today? I feel like a lot of this is going to get cut because I'm going to be editing and I'm going to be like, what the fuck is, why? What was I talking about here? And I'm just going to start. I didn't even have my notes up, but I'm not even sure what I wrote down for today. We're just going to do whatever the fuck we want to do today, to be honest with you. Like I said, today is my flu game. I do feel like Rocky right now. I feel like Rocky in the 12th. This is how I feel. I feel like Rocky in the 12th round. Like, I am fighting. I don't even know how many minutes we're in right now because I can't see that far. But nonetheless, however many minutes we're in right now, let's just say I already feel like I'm in the 12th round, which is not good because we're not that far into the episode. But I already feel like Rocky in the 12th round. I feel like I'm up against the ropes right now, or maybe on the ground. I'm going to be honest with you. I've actually never seen Rocky, which a lot of people probably just got mad about that. And look, I'm going to watch him eventually as soon as they throw him on Netflix or Hulu or HBO Max. But I'm not paying $2.50 to rent it on Amazon Prime because I'm lazy. And so I'm not going to rent it. And I simply won't do it. But I've never seen Rocky. But what I do know is that Rocky persevered. And he also wrote Here Comes the Tiger. Or what's that song? Eye of the Tiger. Not Here Comes the Tiger. That sounds like a little kid's documentary on PBS. But anyways, nonetheless, I feel like Rocky in the 12th round. I feel like I'm on the ground. Everybody's telling me to stay down. The ref's counting. He goes 7, 8. And I just keep getting up. And I keep fighting because my pride is larger than my will to live. You know what I'm saying? And that's how I feel right now. And that's how we are. And that's how this whole episode's going to go. Congratulations to myself. Congratulations to the community. Congratulations to everybody. Congratulations to you for getting through whatever you got going through in your life, man. What the fuck? We have no ads today, by the way, too, in this episode. It's probably because after the ads, they dropped me because I made too many jokes. And they're like, this is not, you can't say that on an ad. You know what? I'm probably gonna have to cut that. So I'm probably gonna have to cut that now. Son of a bitch, man. Also, during this entire flu that I've had going on here, I'm gonna be honest with you. I actually wish I got COVID. Did I bring that up yet? I don't know if I did. If I did, I'll cut this out. But I actually wish I got COVID because I got vaxxed. So like, if I got COVID, it would be like way less severe and I would have been sick for like a day, maybe. And I would have been completely fine doing this podcast. But instead, I got the flu and I didn't get a flu shot because I'm lazy and I'm an idiot. And I didn't get a flu shot. And I normally actually do get a flu shot because, crazy enough, when I was younger, I used to get flu shots. Like, my mom would make like every fucking September, I think, like hella earlier. Like, it's the minute you could get a flu shot. My mom was like, we're getting flu shots. And I go, Mom, I never get the flu. Why do I need a flu shot? She goes, you never get the flu because you get your flu shot. And then I got older and I go, fuck a flu shot. And then I've never gotten a flu shot for the past 4 years. And then every year I've gotten the flu. So maybe my mom was right. I don't know. Maybe my mom was right on that. And you know what? It's kind of just like my karma. Every year I get the flu and I get fucked in the ass and then I get knocked out for like 3 days. And it's a nightmare. It sucks and it's unfortunate, but it is what it is, I guess. What do you guys want to talk about? Let's just talk about shit. Let's just vibe. Like, how are you doing? You guys can't talk to me. I need to get guests on here. I need to get lights. Fuck. Now I'm getting hot. I have a hoodie and a beanie on right now because I was really cold when I started this podcast. And now it's like 15 minutes later and I'm fucking smoking right now. Oh God, this is not good. Anyways, I've been going through a little bit of a phase recently. Not a phase. I mean, I haven't entered a phase right now. Recently, I did cut my hair. You guys know that, obviously. You've been following me for a while. Recently, I cut my hair. I'm thinking about cutting my hair again. I don't know, dude. I'm going through. I don't know. I want to make like a radical change. I don't know if this is like a midlife crisis or what's happening right now. But I have a really sudden urge. I woke up the other day, and I was like, I have a really strong urge to just dye my hair, get some more tattoos, and put some earrings in. And I don't really know, you know, but I've been thinking about it. I've been thinking about it a lot, and I do have a haircut on Thursday, and I might show up to that haircut and be like, hey, what fun colors do you have in there? And they're going to be like, what are you talking about? I thought we were just getting a cut. I go, fucking bleach my fucking hair, bleach it, throw some earrings in, fucking spit on me, throw me on the floor. I don't know what's happening to me. I don't know if it's because I'm sick. I don't know what's going on. I am starting to feel like I do need to throw up right now. I feel like, whoop, No, I think we're okay. I don't know. It's a little bit iffy right now. I don't know if I need to throw up or have explosive diarrhea. This has been, it's been a tale of two cities for me for the past few days here. It's always like, I'm always like, do I have to throw up or am I going to shit my pants? And like, I always choose wrong and it's never, hasn't worked out for me recently. Actually, terrible story that I'm going to tell in here. Never told before on the podcast ever. I'm not going to give you an age on this. I feel like, have I told this on here? I don't know. Maybe I have, maybe I haven't, but it's a funny story nonetheless. And there's a lot of new people here, so I'll let you know. So basically, I want to say it was about, I'm not going to tell you an age, but just know that it was young enough to the point where this is like, I mean, it's like socially acceptable. But it also, it was like, I was like 1 year off from this being like really weird and upsetting. But there was one time where I was just going through it. I mean, worse than what I've had the flu right now. I'm talking like I would shit every hour on the hour and it was just straight liquid. And I know you don't want to hear that right now. And if you're eating, I'm terribly sorry. If you're drinking your, you know, Frappuccino right now, just picture my liquid shit inside of your Frappuccino and then throw it out the window. And so there was a point in time I had the flu. And I, once again, I was shitting every hour on the hour, and then every like 3 hours I would throw up, but then it was getting to the point where I didn't even have any food in me, so I was just dry heaving like a fucking dog, like a fucking dog who's got like a little bit of hair stuck down their throat, just fucking, you know, where they're like arching their back a little bit and they're trying to like fight it, but they don't really know what to do, and it looks like they're trying to suck a, like a massive cock. Like they look like you're trying to suck some ghost dick. Like that's what it looks like you're trying to dry heave. And you're going through that. It looks like you're just sucking some ghost dick. It looks it's like, why are you fucking, you know, it's like you're gagging on nothing. And it looks like you're just gagging on ear when in reality, you're just getting face fucked by a ghost, you know? I also recently found out, I thought Marilyn Manson was dead. Turns out they're not. I just wanted to share. Anyways, so I thought they were from the 1800s. I'm not going to lie. That's it. Okay, enough on Marilyn Manson. I also don't really know who they are. Okay, that's enough on them. Okay, I really should have shut off my notifications on my laptop over there. What were we talking about? So, oh, right. So I had the flu. So like I said, I was shitting every hour on the hour, and I was throwing up violently, like violently until I was just dry heaving. And then like it was getting to the point where I was shitting so much and throwing up so much that like everything was liquid. Nothing was a solid. Absolutely nothing was a solid. I know you're probably like, this is disgusting. Why are you giving me this much detail? This is an important detail to the story. So just stay with me here. And so then it gets to the point where I was like, I was sweaty. I was smelled disgusting. I was, my asshole was bleeding violently as well, because when you wipe that much, it doesn't matter if you're using fucking 8-ply Cottonelle extra soft fucking, you know, toilet paper. It doesn't matter how soft your toilet paper is. If you shit 8 times in 4 hours, you're gonna bleed. And so at this point, my asshole hurts, my throat hurts, my back hurts from slouching over the toilet, and it's just a nightmare. And so I made a conscious decision that I'm, to this day, not too proud of, but it was the right decision in that moment, and it needed to be done. And I made a decision. And I was young at the time, too, and I'm proud of myself. And I'm honestly, I'm proud of myself for making such a difficult decision at this point in my life. I really don't want to say this on the internet, but it's happening. We're getting through it. And instead of just fight this losing battle, I go, I'm going to win the war. And so I get in the shower and I ran the faucet and I ran the shower. I ran the shower head. And what came out of me came out of me. It was all liquid, okay? It was all liquid. And it came out of every hole possible. I did what I had to do. It got washed down the drain. All right? It is what it is. You got to do what you got to do in these moments. I'm regretting saying this. I might cut this out. I don't know. I'm regretting this. But it happened. Sure, somebody might hear this story and go, Anthony, you shit in the bathtub? Well, when you say it like that, it sounds terrible. And it sounds gross. But if you were in my position, you would do the same. You would do the same. And if you wouldn't do the same, you're lying to yourself. I mean, think about it. Liquid is coming out of every hole. Every hole except the ears. Every hole except the ears. literally nose, mouth, cock, asshole, everything. There was just liquid flowing out of my body. I'm not even 100% sure where it was all coming from. And I had to make a decision, and I made that decision. And I got in the shower, and everything just started flowing out of me. And I washed it off. And I was in there for like an hour, just everywhere. Just everywhere. And then I got out, and I'm going to be honest with you, I felt great. I felt fantastic. I felt like a new, brand new man. And then I took some, you know, anti-shitting pills, you know, to not shit anymore. And then I took some antacid or whatever to fix up my stomach. And the next day I felt great. And I never told anybody that that happened because I was embarrassed. It's been like, I don't even know, 8 years probably. How old am I? 19? 8 years. That's probably right. I probably was like 10 or 11. I probably was 10 or 11. And that happened. And it is what it is. Anyways, what were we talking about? Today's wild, man. I'm not gonna lie to you. I know I ran into that story to distract myself. I do feel like, I don't know, I'm not gonna lie to you right now, I do have a really, really sudden urge to shit my pants right now. And it does, there is a little bit, it feels like there is, the Hoover Dam is about to bust, and my ass cheeks are the dam, and the river is the impending shit that is going to flow out of my asshole. That is going to be a river of shit. It's going to be a river of shit coming out of my asshole. But the Hoover Dam, I feel like I'm clenching enough right now. I don't know how long this is going to last. Hopefully we'll get to the end of this episode. If not, then I'll, you know, hit pause, take a shit, and we'll figure this out. Hold on, I gotta blow my fucking nose.
Oh fuck, oh my god.
Whew. Right, there's no more blood coming out of my nose. That is a good sign. Yes. All right. What's in my notes for today? Let's skip. I don't even know what else. Let's go into current events because these were fun. These looked fun today. What do we got? Speaking of sick, new strain of COVID-19 has been detected. Omicron. Not really sure. Who the fuck's making up these names, dude? Omicron. I think that's how you pronounce it. I'm not 100% sure. I don't have a PhD. Well, I mean, I do. Pretty huge dildo that I use at night by myself. But, yeah, I bet you didn't see that coming. You thought I was going to say pretty huge dick. Yeah, I'm just different. Pretty huge diaphragm. That's what I got as well. I could belt a song left and right like anybody, any opera composer. Got a pretty huge, oh, you hear that? Hear that diaphragm? That's just something, I mean, that's just, look, sometimes it just happened to me. Sometimes it just come out of me. I like to pretend like I can't sing. But, you know, you don't hear me around the house when I'm just, you know, walking around. Oh, I mean, literally. I mean, you feel like you're at the opera every time I open my mouth. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's just one of those special talents that, you know, I just like to keep to myself. And I don't really like to share with the public because it's not for you to see. It's just for me. Figaro, 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 Figaro. I mean, it's just, it's like I was born to do it. It's like I was born to do it. I mean, there's just something inside of me that just feels like, baby. I'm just kidding. That's not opera. But, oh my God, dude. Oh my God. You know what's terrible about this flu, too? Every time I sneeze, it's gotten better now, but it was at the point, because I didn't know this, but like sometimes when you get the flu, you get really bad abdominal pains. And this, for some reason, this time around, they've been the worst they've ever been. And anytime I sneezed, I never wanted to act. To like let a sneeze go, because every time I sneeze, I feel like somebody just fucking punted me in my nuts, and it was terrible. Like, I feel like I just got gut punched in the fucking liver, and I would have to fucking bend down and like hold my stomach for 15 seconds after a sneeze, dude. I feel like I was in a, every time I would sneeze laying in my bed, I feel like I was in a fucking cage match. It's terrible. It's absolutely horrible. I feel like I'm in a fucking cage match for real. With Jake Paul, because Jake Paul, I mean, literally, the fighter of our generation. What the fuck am I talking? Oh yeah, Omicron. Who the fuck's making up these stupid ass names, dude? Tell me, grab these scientists by the mouth, or not by the mouth. That's weird. That's like I'm fishing for scientists. I mean, like, I would like to go fishing for scientists. You know, find a wife who is a scientist. That would be great. She'd be so much smarter than me. Just tell me everything I'm doing wrong. It's fantastic. That would be a life I'd love to live. But Omicron. sounds like a fucking STD that turns into a transformer. I mean, let's just start there. Let's just start there. It sounds like an STD to where, you know, if left untreated for over a month, your dick just turns into an Autobot. It's like, Autobots, assemble. And it just it's just fucking dicks. It's just everybody's dick just walking around town. There's like a whole documentary built off of it. They're like, yeah, one day, you know, look, I wasn't the smartest guy. And you know, I was going around town and I was kind of just sticking my dick in anything that would let me. All right. Sometimes not even humans. All right. Just anything that gave me consent, I'd stick my dick in it. Next thing you know, a month later, I wake up and my dick is terrorizing the city, turning into an Autobot. Or Decepticon, I guess. I guess that those are the bad guys. I don't really give a fuck. Some nerd just got so mad. You know, it's fucking... If you're gonna make a Transformer joke, at least get it right. At least get it right, fuck boy. At least get it right, you funny man, you stupid little cock. Whatever, man. Suck my dick. I feel like I'm being very blunt this episode. Normally, like, I'm fun, I'm giggly, we're having a good time. But I feel like this episode is just, I mean, I'm sick. I mean, what am I gonna tell you? I do feel very blunt right now. Kind of just is what it is. But yeah, Omicron. They don't know if it's going to be more deadly yet or not. Be quite honest with you, I'm not sure it could get much worse than this flu. So, you know, if you're looking for a volunteer, fucking, depends how much you're going to pay me, but I just want to let you know that my number is very low and I will fucking openly get injected for no reason at all. I'm just kind of going to throw, if you're going to throw your boy a couple grand, that would be nice. Because then that means, you know, I could take a week off or so, nurse this flu. That would be nice. That'd be really nice. Omicron. I don't even know. I felt like I had something to say, but my brain is just so... All my brain is fucking trying to process is how to fight this fucking flu in my body while I'm trying to fucking work here and make some jokes and make a damn living here and create some profit here. Create some laughs. The laughs are the profit. The joy and the laughter is the profit that I ensue. But yeah, I don't know. Listen, Omicron, congratulations. Whoever's running COVID's marketing team. Now I remember the joke. Okay. Whoever. I shouldn't have said that out loud, but whatever. Whoever's running COVID's marketing team, you deserve a raise. I mean, do you want me to hire you? I'm not even kidding. Do you want me to hire you? Because you're marketing COVID better than I'm marketing myself, to be quite honest with you. I mean, it seems like every other month you're dropping a new variant. Like, holy fuck, I can't even drop merch that fast. I can't even drop new clothes and new designs that fast. Meanwhile, COVID, every other month, they're like, oh, you thought Delta. Every other month, COVID's like, if you like Delta, well, then you're going to love Omicron. Fucking every month, dude, it's like, I feel like it's like a new car commercial. Seriously, it's like the new iPhone. That's what COVID's turning into. I feel like it's like the release of the new iPhone. I get just as excited for a new COVID variant as I do about a new iPhone. Because really, the new COVID variants are essentially like how Apple releases a new iPhone or really any new product every single year. Like Apple comes up and they're like, do you like your iPhone? And you're like, yeah, I do. It's pretty good product. And they're like, what if we made barely any changes and charged you double the price? And you go, I wouldn't really like that at all. And they go, well, that's exactly what we're doing. And you're going to buy it because you're a fucking materialistic piece of shit. And you go, yep, I am going to buy that product. You're right, because I'm a materialistic piece of shit. And then COVID turns around and it's kind of the same thing. And they're like, and you're like, COVID-19, here we go. And then they're like, oh shit, did you like COVID-19? And you're like, not really. And they're like, well, you're going to hate Delta just as much. And you go, what's different? They go, it's fucking pretty much the same thing with very minuscule changes. And then you go, then why are you announcing this? And you go, I don't know. It's just fun to cause panic and fear in the public eye. It brings joy to my day. You know, that's what I kind of feel like the news outlets like to do. You know what I'm saying? Because actually, funny enough, Omicron or whatever, it's like all over the news, you know, obviously, and like Twitter, like they obviously the media, they try and like, you know, they want clicks, clickbait. They just try and like hype it up. And there's just one doctor on TikTok, which just sounds stupid that I listen to a doctor on TikTok. But if you got a PhD and the guy's a scientist and he's been studying COVID before the outbreak even happened, I feel like he knows more than I just feel like this guy's more reliable than any news source. and anybody that just says the news. And this guy said, he was like, yeah, Omicron, you know, we're still studying, and there's not really, we don't think there's a huge chance that it's going to be any more deadly or any more serious than what we've already dealt with. And so you shouldn't really worry about it too much right now, and just go on about your daily lives, and we'll figure it out from there, and just, you know, keep an eye out for more news from me. And I go, that's great. I go, that's great. Thank you for, you know, being a reliable source in all this, you know, random information. And then you turn on the news and they're like, fucking new COVID variant. Everybody's dying. Everybody's losing their jobs. Your grandma? What? How old's your grandma? And you're like, 80. She's like, they're going to be dead next week. Fuck your grandma. Omicron's going to fucking kill her tomorrow. Your grandma's dead. The economy's going to tank. The world's over. That's what I love about the media, man. They just fucking, they say so much shit. They say so much shit. And if you watch enough of it, you start to believe it, man. You do. You start to believe it. They're like, new variant of COVID. I also love watching like both sides of like who reports shit. Like you look at like the right side, you know, you turn on like Fox and they're like, here come up the liberals. They created a new variant because they don't want us to work anymore and they want everybody to die. It's like, well, that just doesn't make any sense. And then, but then at the same time, you go to the left and then they're like, oh, new variant. Everybody, we should build cellars in our basement and we should never come out because we're all going to die if we do. And you shouldn't talk to anybody. You need to stay 20 feet away from everybody possible, because if you don't, then your head's going to explode and your nuts are going to turn into fucking helium balloons. And you're like, fucking, who? What's going on anymore? You don't even know what's going on anymore, dude. Everybody just says shit. I don't know. I feel like I'm being way too open today. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I know. I usually don't make fun of like each side. And I know if you're listening and you lean right and you're like, that's not what we're saying. And if you lean left and you're listening and you're like, that's not what we're saying. I know. It's just a joke, okay? And to be honest with you, with how sick I am, I don't even think I could re-say what I even just remotely said. I kind of just forgot. The only focus that's in my head right now is really just trying not to fucking pass out, shit my pants, or throw up. And it's really getting really hard right now. It's getting really hard, man. It's getting really hard to keep that together right now. It's just, it's too much. It's really too much. I've been reading books more. That's good for the brain. I feel like my vocabulary has gotten better. It probably doesn't show much in this episode, considering. Oh my God, dude. I feel like there's like a mothball in the back of my throat. Oh my God, dude. My throat. At least my throat doesn't hurt. That's a plus. If my throat hurt, there would be no episode this week. I'm going to be honest with you. So, listen, at least we're getting through it. We're getting through as much as we can. What else we got here? This was funny. North Korea bans leather. This is the next thing in current events. Sorry, I'm not being very vocal about what's going on. North Korea bans leather coats so people don't steal Kim's style. That's so funny. I mean, come on. That's hilarious. That's funny. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't care. Like, obviously, North Korea, Kim Jong-un, not the greatest guy ever, okay? He's had his bad moments, but so have we all, okay? We all have our moments. Can you imagine? That's, like, a terrible... Can you imagine if someone's, like, serious about that? Like, they were just, like, going through history. They're like, Genghis Khan... I mean, fucking, if you were him, you would do it too. It's like, they're like, you know, fucking Mussolini or whatever. They're like, you know, they just start naming like terrible dictators and they're just like, fucking, can you blame them? It's like, yeah, you can. You can actually. You could blame them a lot. A lot. You could actually blame them for everything. They were terrible people. It's actually that's exactly what you could blame them for. Fucking.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
But yeah, Kim Jong-un, Kimmy Koo, Kimmy Baby, Kimmy Kim K. Kimmy K.
Kimmy Kim K.
Kim Jong-un. KJU. Is his initials. It's kind of a sick initials. It sounds like a rifle. KJU. KJU with a bump stock. All right, let's not get into that. That was too far. I almost made a school shooting joke. Somebody take the mic away from Kaz today. Fuck, man. This flu, man. It's like, it's making me totally irrational and completely immoral. Not that I am really that moral most of the time, but hey. Kim Jong-un, he banned people from wearing leather jackets. That's so funny. That's so funny because it's like, can you imagine, like, you accidentally wear a leather jacket and then, like, they see you on the street and he's like, yo, are you fucking copying my style right now? And they're like, no, you know what probably happened? He probably saw somebody on the street and and they were probably had a leather jacket on. And then somebody posted somewhere and they were like, who wore it better? And then they decided that he didn't wear it better. So then he banned everyone from wearing leather jackets because he didn't want anybody to wear it better than him. He saw somebody on the street and they go, and he goes, they look better than me. They look better than I do in this leather jacket. And he goes, let's ban leather jackets. Nobody's stealing my style. They wore it better. Just take it away. Don't let him wear it. He probably beheaded the person that was wearing the leather jacket, which is terrible, which is very terrible, and it's not funny at all, but it is funny that he banned leather jackets. Like, that just goes to show, though, that a lot of these dictators are just, they take, like, short man's complex to, like, a different level, which is, like, realistically, short man's complex, all it is just, at a base level, is you're insecure about something, you know, short man's complex, obviously about being short, but I just feel like a lot of these dictators that have, like, you know, ruined the world, realistically, all they were just insecure and needed to go to a little bit of therapy, but instead they killed, like, millions of people and took over the world for a period of time and changed the course of history. So thank God that we have therapy nowadays. And because if we didn't, there'd probably be another dictator on the rise. You know what I'm saying? That's really the only thing, like, just being insecure, like Kim Jong-un. Like, why is he still a dictator? Because he's extremely insecure. Like, that's the thing. Like, sure, the fact that they, you know, cut off people from social media and if someone doesn't like them, they'll, like, kill them. Like, that's an insecurity. And I feel like, you know, maybe Kim isn't such a bad guy and maybe he just needs to talk to a licensed therapist. Where it's easier to talk to a licensed therapist at BetterHelp.com. I'm just kidding. We don't have that ad today. They probably got mad at me for something. But anyways, yeah. Kimmy Jong-un. Good for him, man. Good for him standing up for himself. Actually, I'm going to shut up now. I feel like I'm going to have to cut a lot of this episode because I feel like I just said jokes that aren't okay. But that's, you know, it is what it is. Dude, I'm not going to lie, dude. My ass, man. It is. That shit, dude. The river of shit's really trying to flow out of my asshole, but I'm trying to get through this entire episode so that, because I don't want to have to deal with it. This was fun. In the U.S., women are now to be included. I don't know about now. I don't know if this is passed yet. I'm not 100% sure. I didn't do much reading on this. I didn't do much reading on any of these current events this week, to be honest with you, because I've been very sick. And I'm going to be honest with you, reading on my fucking phone screen has not been the most entertaining thing in the entire world. So I don't know much on this. But all I do know is that I read somewhere that women are now to be included in any future military draft, which I think is a fantastic idea because hear me out. And this is not me being like, you know, like leaning to one side and trying to like get the public opinion. No. I don't care about the public opinion. I don't care if you agree with me or not, but hear me out. There are women out there 100 times more capable and more of a positive asset to the military than I am. Now, hold on. Just give me a second because I know I'm going to post this somewhere, probably on Instagram, and there's going to be some, you know, fucking dudes in the comments that are going to be like, what a pick me. What a fucking pick me. like, no, this is actually the opposite of me being a pick me because this is me saying to the U.S. draft, don't pick me. This is the I'm saying pick a woman over me. Hear me out, okay? Fucking pick a girl over me, okay? And this is not me trying to be like get on girls' sides and like fucking have all these women in my DMs being like, oh, I love your point of view. I don't care what you think of me at all. I don't give a fuck. What I do care about, though, is that my old noggin here, I got a lot of ADHD. I'm not a valuable asset on the battlefield. That's why, look, if there's ever a draft and we ever go into World War III, which will probably happen next year, I'm more valuable just telling jokes and making people laugh and trying to get their mind off of what's actually happening than I am on the battlefield, okay? I have terrible ADHD, and I'm terrible with blood, okay? If somebody gets shot next to me, I will pass out, then wake up, then throw up, then pass out because I saw my own throw up, and then I saw the dead guy again. So I'm not going to – what do you call it? Not an asset. What's the opposite of an asset? A reliability. Is that the right word? What's the word? I'm not reliable. Reliability. I'm trying to say a word. Reliability. That's not the word, though. What's the opposite of reliability?
Dude, I hate when I don't know a word, man. Hey, Siri, baby.
Listen, what's the opposite of reliability? Oh, stupid bitch. Hey, Sierra, how you doing? Listen, so basically, what is the antonym of reliability?
I found this on the web.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, this is terrible. Dependability, ableness. No. Not synonym, you stupid bitch. No, not synonym. Antonym. What is it called? What's that word? Reliability! Oh my God, that hurt my throat so bad. I should not have yelled. Reliability or liability. I'm a liability on the battlefield. We should 100% have a fucking woman. I mean, there's a lot of women out there not only smarter than me, but also probably some of them stronger. Have you seen some of these fit chicks out there? 100% think that they're stronger than me and could win in hand-to-hand combat over me. So, like, why are we, you know? I hate this whole thing where, like, you know, the entire time the draft was like, oh, it was just men. Dude, have you seen some of these women out there recently? Okay, this is really, okay, now I'm starting to sound like a pick-me. But nonetheless, but you get what I'm trying to say. My point is that it's good that they're fucking including them in the draft because I should not be picked. I will get people killed on accident. I will get people killed on accident. Also, in a life or death situation, I might zone out and just start thinking about butterflies. And that's not good. That's not good. It's also not good that if I see blood and, you know, or something like that, like fucking, you know, imagine if I was in World War II and I was in the trenches somewhere and somebody dropped next to me and they were like, Anthony. They were like, Anthony, pick up his gun. I'm going to be like, whose gun? I'm going to look to the right, see a dead body, and I'm going to go, ugh. I'm going to be, hold on, give me, ugh. I can't even, ugh. Oh my God. I don't want to. Oh my God. Oh, Jesus fuck. Oh, they're going to be like, Anthony, we're in war right now. I'm going to be like, I fucking knew Terry, dude. He came to Thanksgiving. Give me a second. I got to regroup. Calm down. Fuck. I'm going to shoot one person. And then I'm just going to fucking, I'm going to see their dead body. I'm going to be like, I did that. I'm never going to be right mentally ever again. Ever again. And that's not good. That's not good at all. That's, once again, I'll be a liability on the battlefield. I'm just not good. Because if someone dies, I'll pass out. And now you just got to worry about dragging me out and taking care of me. You know, I'm a liability. You know, keep me here in the U.S. Don't... Do not draft me. It's a terrible, terrible decision. Keep me here. I'll make my little jokes. I'll keep everybody happy, having a good time, unaware of what's actually happening, going on in the world. And yeah, we'll just live our little lives and we'll have a good time. Honestly, though, if World War III happens, that'll be like a week, you know? It'll be like a week. Like, at first, it'll be like a little battle. or two maybe, and then somebody's going to kill too many of one people, and then probably one little country is going to, you know, get a little trigger happy, and they're going to drop a nuke, and then it's just going to be, everybody's going to be chucking nukes, and then we're just all going to die. And then I don't even know. So honestly, it doesn't even really matter if there's ever another draft. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't really, they included women. That's great. That's fantastic. But if there actually is ever going to be another draft, it won't matter because the war will be done in a week because we'll all be fucking dead. You know what I'm saying? Like everybody's going to fucking die. So it doesn't really matter because everyone's just going to get nuke happy and we're just going to be like, boom, 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 boom. And then the earth is just going to be a fucking bits of asteroids just floating into space. We're all going to be dead. So fuck it. You know what I'm saying? So fuck it. Next thing in current events here, the Queen is going into hiding until February. That was an interesting little thing that I saw. I'm not really sure what's going on there. Apparently imagine having that amount of money, that the way you could just be like, you know what? I think I'm just going to take like a couple months off and just not come out of the house. Like I think I just need like a couple months to regroup, and I'll see you guys sometime in February, and then we'll talk, and then we'll discuss some things. I mean, that's amazing. That's great. I mean, good for her, you know, good for the Queen. Imagine if she died. Well, in those months, that would suck, you know, that for her probably, or maybe she is dead. Dude, do you think they're cloning the Queen? Like it's like takes them like 4 months to clone her, and then they're just going to put out a clone of her who's younger and will last longer years, and the real her is just going to die. Think about that. Sorry, whenever I get the flu, my brain gets really conspiratorial. I just start spewing shit. I don't know what other shit I'm going to make up, but it gets real conspiratorial. That's a word, right? It feels like a right word. I don't know. I've been reading more, so it probably is a word. Dude, I need something like reshock my system. I think I'm going to go jump in Lake Michigan today. It's probably like fucking, I don't even know what temperature is outside right now. It's probably like 25 degrees. Lake Michigan's probably like a solid fucking 30 something. Jump in that lake, get some hypothermia, meet Jesus. I actually did the polar plunge, which is where you jump in Lake Michigan for charity, which is really stupid. I'm going to be honest with you, not the concept. The concept of the polar plunge is fantastic. They give money to charity, the Special Olympics. It's an awesome event. Like, it's fantastic. But why can't I just support you by donating money? Like, why do I have to like get borderline hypothermia and almost go in an ambulance? Like, what are we doing here? Like, I get it's about like, oh my God, we're jumping into the water. Like, I don't understand it. Okay. Like, I'm all for charity. I love charity. It's awesome. And I get that you need to like have an event, but why can't we just have like a nice dinner? Why can't we just have like a nice dinner? And then that same money that I would have given you to participate in the polar plunge, why can't I just give you that money and you use it towards the Special Olympics, towards good causes, and you use it towards changing the world for better? Like, what? Like, why do I have to jump into the fucking lake? Why do I have to do it? Why do I have to do it? The first time that I did it, I never went fully underwater again because it's fucking, I thought I died for a second. It's the weirdest fucking feeling because your body, obviously, with that much cold, it goes into an instant state of like survival mode. It's the craziest shit ever. And I jumped into the water because I'm like, I'm not going to be a bitch. Because I did it with my whole football team in high school. And we would do this like, you know, every year for charity. And it was my first year doing it. And I was like, I'm going to fucking jump in this water and I'm not going to be a bitch. And, you know, I'm going to dunk my head under, you know, this is like my moment. Like, this is like, you know, when it's your first time doing it, it was kind of just a known thing. If it's your first time doing it, you go fully underwater. You don't bitch out and just stick your little piggies in and then run out of the water like a little bitch. It's not what happens. So I just fucking dead sprinted. Okay. And as I'm dead sprinting to jump into this freezing cold water that they actually, it was so cold that year that they actually had to chip before everyone came to jump in the water. They had to chip the ice away because it was so thick. They had to chip all the ice away and create like 10 to 20 feet of water that wasn't frozen because it was frozen for, you know, fucking hundreds of feet out. And so they had to chop away ice. That should have been the first red flag that I noticed, but I ignored it. Then as I'm running, I noticed that there's paramedics in full like, you know, suits that keep you warm or whatever, like wetsuits, and then overalls on top of that, and then a coat on top of that, standing in the water with medical supplies on them. I go, that should have been the second red flag. And then I go, fuck it. I jump in on my back, like backwards. I go fully underwater. And for a second, all I could hear, dude, it was like, you know, in a movie, when you're watching a movie and like when like, it's like a really chaotic scene, and sometimes the camera will center in on the main character, and then all the noise around them will be muffled. It's a classic move in a movie. That's exactly how I felt, and I felt like I was in the water, and then for like 10 seconds, I just forgot to breathe, and I was just in this water, and it was so cold to the point where I didn't even notice it was cold anymore, and then I was underwater for so long. And then it wasn't until I heard my friend or something, like, yelling that eventually broke through to my ears. And someone was like, yo, Kaz. Like, I was under for too long. And then all of a sudden, I, like, snapped back to reality. And I popped up out of the water. And then, like, everything came back into the zone. Like, I thought I was dead for a second. It was the craziest fucking feeling ever. Would not recommend, personally. And that's it. On that, what were we talking about, dude? I wanted to talk about something else. I'm not even going to get into fan questions today because I'm just talking my little ass off. What else do we got here? Dude. Oh, the queen. We were talking about the queen. And then I got to the polar plunge. How did I get there? I don't know how I got there. But anyways, the queen. Maybe she'll come out in February, and hopefully she doesn't see her shadow. Otherwise, we'll have 4 more weeks of winter. Sorry, I saw that dad joke on TikTok. I just had to say that. But the queen, that's a lot of money to just be able to just take off 4 months, just decide that you're not going to. Dude, being born in the royal family would have been the best thing ever. Like I hate, you know what? Oh my God, I hate about Gary Vee. This is a big thing too. I hate, not really Gary Vee. I mean, he says it, but there's also other people that are like billionaires or, you know, multimillionaires that say it as well. That are always like, if you asked me what I'd rather, this is the stupidest question I've ever heard in my life. These guys, they're multimillionaires, and they go, I would rather work for $1 million than be handed $100 million. Are you fucking, fuck you. What? That's so stupid. You would rather work for $1 million than be handed $100 million? Dude, all this work that I'm doing and the money that I'm like, dude, I mean, fucking, I'm working 7 days a week. And if someone came up to me and was like, hey, do you want $100 million or do you want to still, you know, keep working for that money instead? I would be like, give me $100 million because I'm not a fucking idiot. Like, what are you talking about? Because then they're like, oh, but then you're just going to blow all that money away. No, I'm just going to pay someone a lot of money to make really smart investments. And then I'm just going to fuck off. And then I'm just going to do comedy and just post shit and not have to worry about money. That sounds amazing. Why would I not take $100 million? And they're like, oh, because you didn't learn how to get it. Who gives a fuck? It's $100 million. What, are you stupid? There's even ones that take it even farther. They're like, I would turn down $1 billion and I would rather work for $10 million. Dude, do you know how hard it is to piss away $1 billion? Do you understand how difficult it is to do that? You will not go broke ever. You will be rich for the rest of your life. God. Fuck, man. Oh my God. It's like they're so dense, those stupid cunts, man. It's like they get money and then all of a sudden they decide, they're like, honestly, I'm happy I worked for my money and, you know, I'm happy that no one ever gave me $100 million. Like, yeah, that's awesome to be proud of yourself that you worked at it and made a life for yourself. But at the same time, like, for anybody that's always like, you know, oh, the, you know, like the little Kardashians, like Northwest, for example, people are always like, oh, well, they just get their money handed to them and they don't have to work for anything. Yeah, I would fucking love to be that kid. Are you fucking kidding me? I'm starting to like sweat, but like cold sweat. Also, I still really feel, I feel like this shit's gonna be bloody. I know that's not what you wanna hear, but it's, I'll sing it. I'll actually, here, let me, I'll sing what I'm feeling right now so it feels less gross. So, I feel like I'm going to shit a lot of blood, but I don't know. It's probably because I have the flu. But at least there's no more blood coming out of my nose. See, that wasn't as disgusting. It was actually kind of an upbeat, happy tune. Last thing in current events, I guess. I saw a commercial that showed a Bentley. And it was like a Bentley. Like, they had a Bentley. And they had a Bentley in the desert. And I was like, that's really stupid. Like, a Bentley, obviously, isn't meant for the desert. And it just, the only reason I'm telling you this commercial made me laugh out loud about how stupid it was. They go, I saw a commercial, like I was saying, that showed a Bentley, right? It looked like Dubai. I'm not 100% sure. I feel like I saw a tall building in the distance. Could have not been Dubai. I don't really know. But I'm pretty sure it was Dubai. And it was like, you see, people say that luxury can't go off-road. And I go, well, I mean, just the Bentley. But I mean, you know, a G-Wagon could actually go off-road. And as I'm thinking this in my head, the commercial goes, oh, yeah? Think again. And then it shows a fucking $40,000 GMC. And it's like, look at this luxury. I'm like, fucking... Dude, that's, the door's made of plastic. I don't like I get that they're trying to be like luxury for less, but you can't compare a fucking $40,000 GMC to a $250,000 Bentley. Like, you can't. That's not going to make me be like, "Oh, dude, you know what? Yeah, man, a GMC is basically a Bentley. You're right. That's what I was thinking. That's exactly. No, that was my thought process too, buddy. Yeah, no, GMC is basically a Bentley." Like, that's not going to convince me to fucking buy your stupid little Bentley, you stupid little boy. I'm not going to be like, oh yeah, you're right, dude. I shouldn't take my Bentley off-roading in the mountains. I should take my GMC instead, but it's basically the same car. Fuck the stars in the roof. The GMC's got a fucking lighter for my for my fucking Camel cigarettes, dude. Nah, dude, the GMC's a way better car. Yeah, dude, the GMC makes me look like a luxury family, man. It's like, all I want to see, if I was promoting cars, I would appreciate it more if they were just completely transparent and didn't pretend like it's not what it is. Like, I'll see these commercials all the time, and it looks like a really luxurious car because they don't show the whole thing. And then at the end, they're like, Kia Soul. And I'm like, get the fuck, shut up. I've seen that thing on the street. It looks like a Rubik's Cube came to life and put wheels on it. Shut up. Shut up. God, dude, the Kia Soul, they got some dancing mice in the commercial. They're like, look at how happy these mice are. These mice aren't depressed. Buy a Kia Soul and you won't be depressed either. And then you buy one and you want to kill yourself more. That's what happens. That's what happens when you buy a Kia Soul. Oh, man. Just don't lie to me. Like, if I heard a car commercial where, like, you know, they get on and they're like, hey, check out this new Ford. And I'm like, what's new about it? And they're like, nothing. Nothing at all. Nothing. Nothing in the slightest, actually. It's the same car as last year, except we just added some curvy edges onto it so it looks more modern. And you're like, all right, thanks for being so honest. And then you're like, how's the gas mileage? And they're like, we tell you that it gets 30 on the highway, but that's because we were only doing 50 miles an hour. It realistically gets 21 miles per gallon. And I would be like, damn, that's... I feel like that's lying, and they're like, ah, it's mixing the truth, is what we like to call it. Honestly, if they were just that honest, that'd be cool. You know, I would appreciate a car company that was that honest. Like, if Kia got on the commercial and they just had, like, somebody talking to me, and they were like, hey, do you need a car that gets good gas mileage? And I'm like, I mean, yeah. And they're like, do you need a car that fits kind of more room than you would expect? And you're like, yeah. And it's like, well, get the fucking Kia Soul. And you're like, well, I don't like how it looks. And it's like, well, me and you both know you can't afford anything better, you stupid cunt. And you're like, damn, you're right. I guess I'm buying a Kia Soul. And then you buy it because they're transparent. and they know who you are and they appreciate you and they don't lie to the people. And we're going to end the episode here, not because I'm out of content. I have plenty of more content, but more because I'm going to shit my pants in the next 2.5 minutes. So rate and review on Apple Podcast. Go check out the merch, holiday merch. It's pretty swag, beanies, mugs, ugly sweaters, hoodies, the whole shebang. There may or may not be joggers coming out very soon as well, so be on the lookout for those. The website is going to be linked down below, or the link to it's also in my Instagram bio. And if you want to go to my Instagram, all the links to my Instagram and all of my other socials are also down in the description, wherever the fuck you listen, you stupid cunt. And happy days. We're going to end this podcast like we end every podcast with fucking two claps and a Ric Flair, you stupid bitch. So can I get two claps and a Ric Flair? Woo! See you next week.